Parshas Tazria is mostly about Tzaraas, and one figure who appears many, many times in Parshas Tazria is the Kohen from the very beginning, right? Vuval HaKohen, dozens of times we have the Kohen, V'ra'ahu HaKohen, V'timo'ahu HaKohen, V'tiaro HaKohen, V'uval HaKohen, everything's the Kohen, and we know Alpi Halacha, that's true, right? That Toma and Taras Tzaraas is only Chal Alpi the Kohen, that it doesn't matter what the Metzias is, it doesn't even matter if you know the Halacha, that Alpi Halacha, what the status is, if the Kohen, it's only tummy if the coin says tummy. It's only tar if the coin says tar. Everything is alpi the coin. Why is it so important that everything be alpi the coin? We don't normally find this in other places in the Torah. So on the simple level, a number of mefarshim point out. Rav Hirsch speaks at great length about how the whole point of the Torah is that it's not just tam a disease. We're not dealing with physiology. It's not med. The Torah is not giving you medical advice. That the whole point of the parsha, that Tzaraas is not just a disease and medical advice and quarantine and contagion, etc. It's that when you get Tzaraas, you have to say this is not regular medicine and the regular workings of the physical Gashmius world. Rather, there's a message from Shamayim that I have to improve my ways, that I have to do tshuva. And that's why, v'huva ela kohen, you go to a doctor for a regular medical treatment. And the Torah is emphasizing, don't go to a doctor, go to a Kohen, because you need spiritual treatment. You need a Musar Shmuz. You need to be inspired to self-improvement. The whole point of Tzaraas is a message from Shamayim that we need to improve something. That is definitely true, but many of the Mefarshim say that's not enough of an answer, because then why don't you go to a rabbi? Right, there are many things in halacha where you need a rabbi. It's not chal, you know. Without hataras nedarim, maybe needs a chacham, and many things. We halachic shailas. We don't go to a doctor. We go to a rabbi. No place else that I can think of in the Torah do you have a shaila. You need to go to a kohen. You need to go to a rabbi, to a talmud chacham. You need to get a Torah halachic opinion. Why davka a kohen and not a talmud chacham? The Gemara even says that the kohen doesn't know anything. He like asks the talmud chacham what the halacha is, but then the kohen has to say it because it has to be the kohen. Obviously, ideally, the kohen should be a talmud chacham, but why Davka the Kohen? There are many answers to this. I'll just share one beautiful answer I saw, which is based on a fundamental difference between the rabbi and the Kohen. Who is the paradigmatic Kohen? Of course, Aaron HaKohen. And who is the paradigmatic rabbi? Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Gemara says in the beginning of Maseches Sanhedrin, there was a difference between Aaron and Moshe. Moshe says, Yikov Adin Sahar, I represent Torah. The din is the din. It is what it is. I'm just telling you the truth. Do agree. It is what it is. He didn't make sure. It is what it is. Aaron HaKohen was different. He was Oiv Shalom Verodev Shalom Oiv Esabrios Makarvan LaTorah. Aaron didn't say, this is what it is. Aaron said, he didn't tell you as it is. He showed love. And by showing love, he was Oiv Esabrios Makarvan LaTorah. The Medrash even says that if Aaron saw someone doing something wrong, instead of telling him how wrong it was, he would just show him a lot of love and be mischaber to him until the fellow felt so holy by his chabras to Aaron HaKohen that he naturally was inspired to improve his ways. And maybe here's the mussar. This is, we're talking about a guy who, you know, I don't know what he did that was so bad, but he did something bad enough that Hashem was matriach himself to interfere with the workings of nature and give him a special miraculous tzaraas disease. This guy got a serious patch from Hashem that most of us don't get. And you might think, who should he go to? He should go to someone who's going to tell him how terrible he is and how much he did wrong. Torah says, no, even this guy, who does he go to? It's not going to help. Hashem gives him a patch, and then the rabbi gives him a patch, and then he says, okay, I give up. No, he goes to the Kohen. He has to go to the Kohen. What's the Kohen? The Kohen is someone who's Mevorech Am Yisrael. Mevorech Am Yisrael even be Ava. The Kohen is someone who looks at all Jews with Ava. He has to go to the Kohen. The Kohen shows him Ava. The Kohen says, you're an amazing guy. You're a great guy. You have such tremendous potential. Don't waste your tremendous potential. You're such a good guy. And the Kohen inspires him with love and with believing him that he should improve because of how great he is, not because of how bad he is. Hashem just gave me a patch. But the Kohen says, because I'm great. And only with that combination, maybe that's why the Torah says, Dafka the Kohen, you want someone to improve? It needs to be done. It needs to be done bi'ava. It needs to be done with oiv zabrius u'mekarvin l'torah. It needs to be done with mevorech es amu Yisrael. And even though we don't have tzaras nowadays, and even though maybe we're not kohanim, and maybe not all of us are rabbis, but I think if we're going out there, there's plenty of negayim we can find in the Jewish people nowadays. We want to cure those negayim. Maybe the way to do it is v'huva el kohen with a little mevorech es amu Yisrael bi'ava, with oiv zabrius u'mekarvin l'torah. And if we really believe in people and show them love, then we can inspire them to improve what needs to be improved and to take away some of the negayim from Klal Yisrael. Shabbat shalom.